You're listening to SBS News.
The US Senate and the House of Representatives have passed a bill to speed up Justice Department reviews of hate crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders and make grants available to help local law enforcement agencies improve their investigations. That bill has now been signed into law by President Joe Biden.
All of this hate hides in plain sight. It hides in plain sight. And too often, it is met with silence. Silence by the media, silence by our politics, and silence by our history. For centuries, Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, Pacific Islanders, diverse and vibrant communities have helped build this nation only to be often stepped over, forgotten, or ignored. But of all the good that the law can do, we have to change our hearts. We have to change the hearts of the American people. Hate can, I mean this from the bottom of my heart, hate can be given no safe harbor in America. I mean it, no safe harbor. It can't be dismissed like, well, that's just what happens.
The bill was passed by a bipartisan majority in both houses, a fact that pleased the president.
I say thank you, thank you, thank you. We have a lot more to do. But we simply haven't seen this kind of bipartisanship for much too long in Washington. You're showing that our democracy can work and deliver for the American people.
To many Asian Americans, the pandemic has invigorated deep-seated biases that in some cases date back to the Chinese Exclusion Act of more than a century ago. President Donald Trump repeatedly referred to the virus, which emerged in Wuhan in China, as the China virus or the Kung flu. And as cases of the illness began to rise in the US, so too did the attacks. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi spoke in support of the bill.
This epidemic of anti-AAPI bigotry is a challenge to the conscience of our country, which demands bold, effective action. The bigotry is more shameful, giving the AAPI's community heroism, 2 million fighting on the front lines of the pandemic. 2 million AAPI heroes fighting on the front line of it. The COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act will strengthen our defenses to prevent, report, and combat anti-AAPI violence, and it will build on steps, as I mentioned, already taken by President Biden.
Early on in the pandemic, 1,100 anti-Asian hate incidents had been reported. Over a year later, that number had risen to more than 6,600. Democrat Representative Grace Meng from New York says her community has been unfairly targeted.
Those of Asian descent have been blamed and scapegoated for the outbreak of COVID-19. And as a result, Asian Americans have been beaten, slashed, spat on, and even set on fire and killed. The Asian American community is exhausted from being forced to endure this rise in bigotry and racist attacks. Asian Americans are tired of living in fear and being frightened about their kids or elderly parents going outside. People often ask what Congress is doing about this, and we are here today to say that Congress is taking action. Asian Americans have been screaming out for help, and the House and Senate and President Biden have clearly heard our pleas.
Another Democrat, Judy Chu from California, said the move goes some way towards redressing the wrongdoings of the past. She says there is still more that could be done.
Of course, I would like to see every level of government issue an apology for the Chinese Exclusion Act, which made Chinese Americans second-class citizens for 60 long years in this country. That being said, I have to say that President Biden has done more for Asian Americans than I've seen in a long time. I mean, just within a week, issuing the presidential memorandum to deal with disproportionate effects of COVID-19 on Asian American communities and condemning the hate crimes, as well as directing the Department of Justice to work with the AAPI communities, was a huge step after a year of being totally ignored by President Trump, who actually doubled down on his usage of the terms China virus and Wuhan virus.
Vice President Kamala Harris says this is the start of a new era.
I believe that we have a unique opportunity now to shape our nation's future. to transform how we live, how we work, and how we vote for the better.
Alan Lee, SBS News.